Yerushalmi Shvius, Daf Pei Aleph. So the Gemara, continuing with the sugi that we began with yesterday, discussing whether the Shvius that removes any loans, all loans are removed, is it only a loan? What about salary, wages that are owed, is it removed as well? So we had a Machlokes. So the Gemara said that, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi says, that if you have work, that because of Shvius, there's no longer work, and then you're working something to do with the field, so and you can't work the field now because it's Isur Shvius, so that wages owed for that job is also nispatel, is also removed, is this canceled because of the halach of Shemitah, of Shemitah Ksofim. However, the Tanakhama disagreed with that and says only loans, only halvah, but we never have any wages themselves are never removed. So the shaila is, what is the halakha of the shita? What's Rav Yossi's opinion? When is Rav Yossi's opinion apply? Is it all wages, only certain wages? So the Gemara explains, we have a machlokes. Vilkan explains Rav Yossi is only speaking about gagon harisha, like plowing in a field where it's a malacha that you can't do on shvias. So mele, therefore, any malacha that you can't do on shvias, so then that's considered a chov, it's considered a bit of malacha because of shvias, so therefore shvias wipes it out, and it's like considered like a malve, like a loan, and therefore it becomes the status of a loan, and therefore, as the Pnei Moshe explains, it's a status of a loan, and therefore it gets wiped out. That's Rav Yossi's opinion, but it's speaking about dafka in malachas of Yochanan says that's malachas that's usher to do on shvias. However, malachas Shomer disagrees and says, gagon, binyan, not only that, but even regular construction, building, which has nothing to do in Shvias, you're allowed to do that on Shvias. However, the difference is that the work stops on Shvias, and you're not going to pay, even that considered a Havah. Says the Marfulda, Materus of Shvias, binyan, the building is mutter in Shvias, Mashama Poseket with Shvias, Lo Machmas is Shvias. Not because I mean, when Yossi says, when it stops on Shvias, doesn't mean like Rav Yochanan says, that you can't do the Malacha because it's Shvias, but even if you could do it, it's not that Shvias you can't do, you can do building on Shvias. But what it means is that Lamaisa, you finished your job on Shvias, and now you have to pay him the salary. Because you only pay after the guy finishes the job. So now that you're Mechuyev, you have to pay him during the year of Shemitah because the job is not completed, even though it was a Malacha that you could continue doing. Yossi would also say here as well, it's Meshamek, this money is removed, is cancelled, and I'm going to pay. Now, if Lamaisa, you're in the middle of a job, and you work through Shvias, and the payment is due after Shvias, then in a Chanami, it would be no, that's not a Chov, and it would be Mechuyev to pay, and that would not be considered Meshamek, that would not go away, Bein Kontra Yochanan, Bein Kontra Reish Lakish. So this is what it says. So this is the so we have a Machlokes with Shimon Yochanan, Pshat, and Rav Yossi. Now, Lamar tries to explain each one, the Chararaya, to Rav Yochanan's explanation or to Rav Reish Lakish's explanation. I'll die to the Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan's opinion, that only work, that's only, that you can't work because of Shvias, like plowing. That's what becomes a loan, and that's you put to the bay. The one called Malakish, you beside Shvias. I'll die to the Rav Shimon Lakish. Come Malakish, you beside Shvias. That means the only work that you're doing it. So that's the way you would explain. In other words, the way the explanation as we defined it, Rav Yochanan is in a malacha that stops on Shvias. The work itself has to stop because it's a type of malacha you can't do. Rav Reish Lakish says, doesn't mean the work, but malacha sheposekes me'aleh, that stops on its own, not because of Shvias, it's just that you can't do the work, as because we explained, the job is over. That would be, that's what Reish Lakish would say, Shemitah is meshtamit there as well. Thank you, my Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi is saying it's a locha. And according to that, saying it's according to Shita Rav Yehuda. Why? Because the one says Rav Yossi, I'm going to learn in Pesach B'Shvias B'Shvamentes, so Sheinu Pesach B'Shvias. But work that's not stopping on Shvias does not remove, it continues. Al Chaira, our Mishnah, the Shita Rav Yehuda, who says the same thing, that if you have a storekeeper that comes to collect the money, so Gemara says that each one, it's considered a chov. It's not considered a loan. It's not removed. However, if a person goes and buys something else, buys a second thing, and he didn't pay the first thing yet, then the first thing is no longer a chov, but rather becomes a halvah, a loan. And therefore, that would shmita would be mishame. So it's a lechayr. That's what you do shita lagabe storekeeper. But lechayr, the same halacha of Yossi. The same thing would be if you did the work. So you completed it, you said it's considered to a loan, And if he didn't finish the work, then it's not a loan. So Lamaisa, L'chaira, this is a similar idea of Yehuda. It seems to be the same halacha. They both seem to argue the Tanakhama on the same idea that something that is not actually a malacha that you did work on, that you can't do on Shvi'as, not alone l'katchila, but whether it's something you owe the storekeeper, or whether it's a work that you did, and now the job is over, now you have to pay, both of them become loans, converts into a loan. The L'chaira of Yehuda and Rav Yossi is really saying, L'chaira, the same thing, they're saying the same sheet, they're both saying the same halacha. It's like of Yehuda. And the Gemara, this would be, one wants to know, is this true? Is this true? The L'chaira, both agree. So the Gemara says that the Rashi Shlomo Taka learns that the Gemara is a shy, this is the Gemara's question. Boy, Iloma, me name, are we saying it's the same halacha or are they saying different? So Gemara said that the way he learns the Gemara, the Gemara is actually asking a question. Is it true that Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi are saying the same thing, according to Hashem Rebbe Lakish? But one's talking about a storekeeper, one's talking about a malacha, working, a job, but both of them, it becomes a loan. Is it the same halacha? Is that what the Gemara is saying? Are they both agreeing? So that's Gemara's kasha. And I answered, and according to Rav Shlomo, the Gemara is not going to answer, said no. Mishani Gemara said, no, it's not that. Loi Rav Yehuda ka Rav Yossi. They are different. They're not saying the same thing. Why? Because Gemara says that the halacha would be according to him, Rav Yehuda says, Dr. Bechov, only if you go buy something else has become a loan and it's Mishamet. But as far as the work, a salary for a worker, for wages that are owed to him, that doesn't become Shvi'as. Maybe we'll tell you, reader will hold, that it does not become a din of Shvi'as, it's not Mishamet. And that's not Rav Yehuda's opinion. So it could be Legabe, this din, Rav Yehuda is more, Rav Yossi is more Mekel. I shouldn't say makeup, but rather more agreeing that the halacha converts to a shmita dik alone, and its mishamed is much more of a kula based on Rav Yehuda, who says no. So maybe who said this saying the same thing? The man says no. I forgot Rav Yehuda Amar. Ain't derech hashochanim yos no sin yisra chital dara. I'll tell you, even Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah, he says in the Mishnah Mishnah Shvuas that says that we're talking about a case where Tanakhama discusses this case there where a mission second shvus where a shulchani money changer where a person Reuven gives a dollar to the money changer, the money changer gives him the breaks down to small change, so he gives him down a small change and then he says, you never gave me the dollar, and he says, I gave you the dollar. So what's the law in such a case? Not the normal way for a money changer to give, even an isser, unless he takes the money the dinner before him. So memela, according to Tanakhama, the law would be you swear, it's a motzmek lever raya. So you're saying that you never got the money from me, that you never took it. So you have to swear that you didn't give it to me, that you gave it to me. If you gave it to me in money, then you putter. But Rav Yehuda comes along in the Mishnah and then says no. And the Mishnah says that that you don't have to. Since the derech is, it's the norm that nobody gives a change, no shulchani, no money changer is going to give the money before he gets the money in his hand. And then therefore, it's you don't even need a shvua. It's clear that you didn't do it and it must have been that he got the money. So however, Rav Yehuda says in a case when you have a hired worker, in Olipsov, you only get paid at the end. And therefore, you would have to pay in such a case, it wouldn't come. So Meir Feld, in Echanami, he would look or agree to Rav Yossi, it would seem that that it comes afterwards, and maybe it would be considered Mishamet. In other words, we're saying that when Rav Yehuda says over there, and it talks about the idea of a money changer, that you don't give it until you get it in your hand, it's dafka there. But clearly, by the person who's a worker, he agrees that a worker doesn't get paid till the job is finished. I mean, that's what he holds by there. Mestam, he would agree to Rav Yossi that now the chi of the money comes in at the end, and therefore, since halacha would be, it's considered a malve, it would be considered something you have to pay, and therefore, it would be you could talk agree that it becomes a, when the work's completed, it could agree to Rav Yossi in Echanami that the Shemitah will wipe it out, that we'll remove it. So therefore, it could be like this. So by a kanvini, he can argue, but the gabe, the dinner of a worker, the mistaber that he agrees to Rav Yossi, it's not clear, the Gemara is saying, but at least the way the Rosh Mishul learns the Gemara, that, you know, we're saying that could be the Anachanami. You can't make a chilek. You want to say that, you want to answer the question of Yosef Yudah saying two separate things. And I said, no, you have no right. It could be that they are, that they do agree in this halakha. The Gemara goes back to the halakha of the Mishnah. Person went ahead, and when it says that he went ahead and he slaughtered a behema on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and when it says that so what happens? If it's a full month of Elul, so we say that the first day was really the last day of Shviyah, so the middle it should be Mishami, and I'm going to pay. Masav Yosi Nisan lo Masabav Yom. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was never extended 2 days. Masav says, what does that mean? Says the Folda. Yolam lo Yosh Chodesh Nisan Shnei. Rosh Chodesh was never 2 days, always 1 day. Shema Yishnei Yomim, Yomekot Shayach La'adar. Ela Nisan li Oilam mi Yom. So Lamed Shaladar, then Oilam Yomekot. It's only considered 1 day. So therefore they made the, they never had that Nisan should be ever 2 days of the, what do you call it? If it's the day before, it's the 30th day of Adar. They would, that day, they would make it, Nisan would be considered 1 day. And therefore, it was never Nisaber. If it was never Nisaber, so male, therefore, I was going to explain that the, we'll see how it applies here as well. In our case, that if you say that that happens, so therefore, it would never happen, it would never extend it to the days, so therefore, it would always be the day before. So if it's the day before, we don't have to say that the idea would be that it's considered Shemitah from the day before. So there are more questions. I think we learn a Mishnah. Mishnah Mesech HaShkolim. In Ba, Chodesh Bizmano. If the new half Shkolim came in the time, although you separate the money from the first day of Nisan, you separate it from the other things for the new Kabanos. Now, if you say that you came in the time, it means that Malach is you have a full month before, a full day, month, 30 days of Adar. Now you come along, you collect it, so now you have 2 days with Chodesh Nisan. Mashma, you do have 2 days with Chodesh Nisan. Because the Mishnah is very clearly saying, in Bach Chodesh Bizmano, it came in its time, which means that it came where you have the 30 days of Adar, and 1 day that becomes new the month. Mashma, that there is a possibility where it does not come in Bizmano, that there are 2 days. You see, you do have 2 days with Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan. So what does the Gemara mean? I'm saying, Ba, come and tell you, Halacha is Elo Ba. When the Tegma says, Inachanami, that it didn't come, it would never, knows what happened. When it says, if it would be that Adar was 30 days, then they would take the money and separate it on the first day of Nisan. But if it didn't come, if Adar was not the full month, then in Inachanam, they wouldn't separate it until the next day. So Mamela, therefore, it would be, what I was telling you, Halacha, is that it never really happened this way. It's that Marfulda says this was not the way it happened. It's the Marfulda. It would happen, but it never happened that they made a thing. So the Matzias, they're arguing not in whether we get to 2 days or not, but whether it actually ever happened that they had to set it aside, that it would be considered a day that was be a month chaser. We always considered a full month, and therefore this low bus. So Rabbi said it never actually happened. So the Gemara says, let's understand. Now we'll go back to our discussion. That was Nisha. That was Nisha. What about Tishrei? Tishrei lo nisaber. Tishrei never happened yet 2 days. Like, what do you mean never 2 days? If Elul was a full month, mashman that you do it. There are 2 days. You do have 2 days with Shabbat. So how could you say that you don't have it? It says in Mahaya, I was telling you, if it was loya, but it never was full. If it would be full, it would be 2 days. But it was never in reality loya. It was never full. So Mar says, what do you mean it was never full? How do we explain it? And we'll see later that we have a situation where we do have 2 days. How do we explain this? How do we explain that we have 2 days? So the Gemara says as follows. We have a brisa. Kitchu is a son of Usha. When they went in, Makdish the year in Usha, when they came, they left to go from Yavne, and they were let it were in Usha. And it came out that they want to go ahead and make the new year. They were there, Usha, when it came Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaRisha on the first day, Amar Rosh Hashanah, Amar Rosh, and he quoted the bracha of Yochem Enuri, the bracha that we have. He said the bracha of Malkiah said Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Amar Shema Gamliel, Lo HaGadim in Yavne. We didn't do this in Yavne. When we did that in Yavne, we didn't do that. On the second day, got up on the second day, and he went ahead, and he davened. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, and he davened, said the brachos going to Rabbi Akiva, which means it was the second day. He said Malchias in the second day. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said, Ben, Kena, you know, this way we didn't know Yadna as well. Hatana kitshu barishon v'sheni. We see the Brisa said clearly the makdish and Rosh Hashanah first and second days. So there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. You just finished saying before that Rav says that Elul never happened because Elul was never a full month. And that's why you never had Rosh Hashanah 2 days, because Rosh Hashanah was, Elul was never a full month. We just proved from the Brisa, what they were Makadosh Ba'usha, that the same thing did in Yavne, they were Makadosh 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, Rishon, Hasheni. They did have 2 days. So you see that it was complete. If they had 2 days, so then the Chavetz Akash and Rav. The 1 year they did have 2 days. So how could you explain that? The Chavetz of Rav is wrong, because not of Zera. The Gemara says, no. Zera B'Shem Achizda, Osa Hashanah Kekak. That year was different. But that year, they was battle in this Kalkula because of the Yom Tovim. Because since they didn't know that there was another day, there was a concern that people will not know when Yom Tov would be, and they would be Mavazi Yom Tov, and therefore they added on an extra day. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Rav Moshe explains. What does that mean? It says, Osha Shana's Kalkula, Iro Lehem Eza Kilkul, Vitoz Bechesh, they made a mistake. There was some kind of confusion. So it wasn't done because of Bavadai that they made 2 days, but since there was a confusion there, they didn't know, they weren't sure exactly when it was Makodesh, they made 2 days to correct the area, to correct the error, to correct the mistake, that they shouldn't go ahead and be over Dafka this Kalkul Levi'im Bashir. Said that the Rosh Hashanah began, they had the wrong day of Shia. They confused the day. They said the Shia for the wrong day. So maybe that's why after that year they made it a second day. So my mind is Rosh Hashanah. What does the Brisa mean that the first and the second? What does that mean? It means the first year and the second year, which means that really we're not talking about that they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That's not what it says. When it says that 1 year Rav Yishmael led the davening on Rosh Hashanah, 1 year and the second year Rav Chanina led it. Which means, but it's not that it was 2 days. You've been reading it wrong. So Pemush says, Mabe Misha, what's the Gemara doing here? Give me a different, Shnuya Achrina, a different answer. In other words, before we gave the answer that it's Shana's Kalkula, the year became, they made a mistake, they confused in the Shear, therefore they had to go ahead by mistake and they made an extra day. And the second Territ, another Territ, Gemara is saying is Shnuya Achrina, the way Pemush learns the Gemara. I'm going to say, no, I'll tell you something else. Really, it's 2 days. But it wasn't 2 days, but it was, is each one had a different day. When it says that we say it's 1 year, no, it's not 2 days. When it said that it was the first year and second year, that it was Shana Rishana, Shana Shnia, it was 2 separate years, and each one quoting led the davening a different year. 1 year, the 1 year led it, and the other one, the other led it. So therefore, there was not 2 days the year. It was separate years we're talking about, 1 year and then 2 years. So the Gemara said, wait, the Yom Rishon doesn't say that. It says Yom Rishon. It doesn't say 2 separate years, Shana Rishon or Shana Shnia. It says Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. Mashmah, there were 2 days in the same year. Not, you can't give me the Teretz. You can't give you can't give me the Teretz you just gave now, that the that it happened in consecutive years, 1 year after the other. It's very clear. It was 1 year. So therefore, you're wrong. And Machvar took Rav Zira. My spirit, Rav, we have no explanation for Rav. We have no defense for Rav. Mamela, therefore, therefore they couldn't they that's why they have a separate day, and that's why they don't go back to the first teretz that it was referring to a day a year that was miskalkel. If not that, we have no teretz to explain why they were miskalkel, why they were 2 days. Why would we have Yom Ish and Yom Sheni if according to Rav we never miskalkel Tishrei? Stop over here. The Gemara will continue with this brisa tomorrow.